Hey, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today, we are focusing on a new and historic voice in Congress, the resident commissioner of Puerto Rico, Pablo Hernandez, the grandson of one of the island's most legendary political figures.
That name, Hernandez Colon, is iconic in Puerto Rican politics. Before we get into his own work, let's talk about the incredible legacy he represents.
It's impossible to discuss Pablo Hernandez without understanding his grandfather, Rafael Hernandez Colon. He was a giant of Puerto Rican politics, a three-term governor, and a pillar of the Popular Democratic Party. So Pablo grew up at the very center of the island's political life. But he didn't just rely on his name. He prepared himself for a career in public service by getting a law degree, and, crucially, by working for several years as a staffer and lawyer on Capitol Hill. This experience gave him a deep, practical understanding of the legislative process and how to effectively advocate for Puerto Rico from within the system.
He holds the unique title of resident commissioner, not representative. Can you explain what that role entails?
It's a very distinct and important position. The resident commissioner is Puerto Rico's only representative in the U.S. Congress. They serve a four-year term and are a member of the House of Representatives. They can introduce bills, offer amendments, and vote in the committees they serve on. However, and this is the crucial difference, they do not have a final vote on the House floor. So the resident commissioner's power comes from their ability to build coalitions, negotiate, and advocate tirelessly. Their primary job is to be the island's voice in Washington, fighting for federal funding, equal treatment in federal programs, and ensuring Puerto Rico isn't forgotten in major legislation.
And for any resident commissioner, the central issue is always the political status of Puerto Rico itself. What is his position on that complex debate?
It is the defining political question for the island. The debate is generally between three options: becoming a U.S. state, becoming an independent nation, or maintaining or evolving the current Commonwealth status. Historically, his family and his party have been associated with the Commonwealth position. However, Pablo Hernandez represents a new generation's approach. He has emphasized the need for a fair, binding, and definitive process of self-determination. His main argument is that the current territorial status is unsustainable, and that the people of Puerto Rico must be given a clear choice to decide their own future. He is less focused on pushing one specific outcome, and more focused on creating a legitimate process to resolve the issue once and for all.
Beyond that huge question of status, what are his day-to-day legislative priorities for the island?
His everyday work is focused on economic parity and recovery. For decades, Puerto Rico has been treated unequally in key federal programs. A major priority for him is achieving equal funding for Medicare and Medicaid and ensuring residents have access to the same SSI and nutritional assistance benefits as citizens in the 50 states. He is also heavily focused on securing federal investment for the island's infrastructure, which is still recovering from the devastation of Hurricane Maria, and promoting economic development to create jobs and reverse the trend of people leaving the island for the mainland.
So his role is really a blend of high-level diplomacy on the status issue and ground-level advocacy for economic fairness.
Exactly. He has to operate on two tracks simultaneously. On one hand, he is a key player in the historic, multi-generational debate about Puerto Rico's political destiny. On the other, he is a pragmatic advocate, fighting for tangible, immediate benefits for the 3.2 million American citizens on the island. He carries the prestige of a famous political name, but his success will ultimately be measured by his ability to deliver real-world results for his constituents, defining a new chapter for a storied political legacy.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.